The Hit List. KMFM.
Boys, how are you?
We're really good, yeah. Thanks for having us, yeah. Really good, thank you.
Yeah, I'm really well, thank you. All good. All good in the hood.
Still a bit shocked it's number one, to be honest, on iTunes and the Big Top 40. Phenomenal stuff, really.
Yeah, 100%. I can't get my head around it. Literally, you know, it's cool. I'm loving it. It's amazing.
That must feel okay to have, like, a number one track in the UK, you know? Like, do you have, like, a go-to number one track celebration? Because surely you have to, like, start thinking of one now.
Philip was lucky because he was probably in the best place ever on Sunday when it went to number one, which he was in Ibiza at the time. So what better place to be when you get a number one record?
It was actually celebrated before I found out. I've been doing the closing party. I've been playing in Ibiza obviously all season, so I had a couple of shows last week.
You said you celebrated before it went to number one. Is that because you knew it was going to go to number one?
No. Do you know what? I didn't. When I found out, I was, my phone was actually, because I was absolutely knackered. I was in bed. This sounds really bad, but I was actually in bed. And my phone was going off, and I was like, okay. And when I saw that it'd gone number one, I was literally just so shocked by it. I didn't know what to think, and I still don't know what to think now. It's crazy. You know, for me, I would have been happy if it got to 40. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, 40 would have been perfect for me, even in the top 100. It's crazy.
So many big artists and so many amazing songs out there at the moment. To get to number one, it's just phenomenal.
You feel like you can't even compete with some of the people that are in the charts at the moment, because the music is just so big. And so, like, for me, as a DJ and producer, you know, I'm just a normal guy, and I just rule myself out of everything, because I don't really think about it too much, because I don't want to get to that point where I'm like, you know, I am a hit maker. Because even if you are, you should just enjoy the music, and that's what I do, just enjoy the music. So I was just completely shocked by what happened. So yeah, weird.
So how did the collaboration come about then?
Well, obviously Philip's part of our record label. Uh-huh. We released Wish You're Mine. I had the idea to do Alone No More for a long, long time, and I thought, what better person to do it with than Philip? And the combination, I think, has worked really, really well, and obviously he's brought his magic touch to the song. We thought it had a chance to do well. I never thought it had the chance to go to number one on iTunes and on the Big Top 40. That was just completely phenomenal. So yeah, it's just taken back with how well it's been received by radio, by television, with the video, and all the general public just loving the song. It's just absolutely phenomenal just to go on iTunes and just to check it. It's at number one, above like Sam Smith, Justin Bieber, Ellie Goulding. It's just like, whoa, what's going on here? I feel like you're dreaming, really. You just feel like you're in like some kind of parallel universe, because you don't realise it's like this is actually happening with these. This is, as Philip said, just two normal lads, one from Liverpool, one from Nottingham, who just love house music, love dance music, mm-hmm. just making tunes.
Yeah, well, it kind of helps that it's a good song, you know.
Yes, yeah. Well, I think it's a good song. Is it a good song? No, it's doing well.
So, yeah. Philip, I remember reading when your first single, Wish You Were Mine, came out, the one that also came to number one. I remember reading that when it was first released, you were still working in Next. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, I had two, this time last year, I had two part-time jobs. I was producing music as well as working at Next and pulling pints behind the bar at a golf club. So, my life's completely changed. It's a bit weird, to be honest with you.
It's done a Will Smith, hasn't it? Flip turn upside down.
Yeah.
Fresh Prince.
Joke.
Do you remember what month you left Next? This is a key question.
I think it was November.
That's convenient, isn't it? Because you left just before the Boxing Day sale started.
Yeah. Do you know what? That was the best Christmas. Last year was the best Christmas ever. Like, because I actually had the Boxing Day. You don't understand how like, that's painful. It is literally painful.
When I used to DJ in Liverpool, I like literally, there's a big Next on the main high street in Liverpool. When you come out of the club and you finish DJing and you're on your way home or whatever, and there's literally a queue of people waiting to get into Next.
It's so bad.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's sad. But yeah, I mean, it's just, I had an amazing Christmas because I've obviously been working at Next for like 4 years, and I haven't had a proper Christmas because you work. Christmas Eve, you have to work Christmas Eve, you have to get ready for the Boxing Day sale Christmas Eve, so that ruined the start of it. Yeah. And then obviously you have to go to Boxing Day and it ruins Boxing Day. So so last Christmas was amazing because I just got to spend it with my family and friends, and it's been amazing. It really has been amazing. But I'm looking forward to this Christmas even more, because I've got so many exciting things lined up. So yeah, it's sort of, you know, I'm just happy. Everything that's happened's just been totally worth it. So yeah, it's cool.
So would you say you got into music specifically to avoid the next Boxing Day set?
That's basically what the plan was. I was like, well, what can I do to get out of this job? No,
let's try music.
No, it's, you know, as I said, it's just changed my life, and yeah, I'm just chuffed with everything that's happened. So yeah, thankful.
Cool. Well, thank you both for speaking to me today.
Well, thanks for having us. Yeah, appreciate
thank
it.
Yeah,
thank
yeah,
you.
Really
thank
do.
You.
Yeah, thank you.
And is there any chance you can finally both introduce the new track here on KMFM, please?
Sure, I can. So, hi, I'm Philip George,
and I'm Anson Powers, and this is Alone No More on KMFM.
Come on, the hit list. KMFM.